I mean, one of the questions, which just came up recently in the United States in terms of the militarization of the police, something that Tom Dispatch has been covering for years and years and years, the degree to which this country has militarized and can't think outside military frameworks is striking. And I think that is at least part of the answer to why there's no learning curve, because there are no other solutions in anybody's brains except these military solutions, which we've literally proven time and again don't work, but are extremely destructive, kill a lot of people, and are devastating, and create further chaos, destabilize whole areas of the planet, and of course rob the United States of a lot of money.
In your book, you call it a kind of a proselytizing warrior religion, which is really a great description. But we're going to have to end this now, and we've been talking with Tom Engelhardt, who is the proprietor of the Tom Dispatch. It's a website. He's also, his latest book is Shadow Governments. Tom Engelhardt, thank you very much for being with us.
Per, thank you so much for having me.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Busy Thursday morning. Our membership drive is in progress. And coming up next, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Stick around.
On the next Ear to the Streets of Portland, tune in to hear two of Portland's most beloved hip-hop artists, producers, activists, and performers here in the city to discuss their styles of hip-hop music. KBOO's Mike Crenshaw and Terrence Cool Nuts Scott will be on KBOO Airwaves Thursday, October 2nd, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Hear the hard work it takes to stay loyal to an ever-changing genre of music that is hip-hop, and how these two artists have had to evolve with hip-hop. Also, call in with your questions at 503-231-7145. Again, that's KBOO's Mike Crenshaw and Terrence Cool Nuts Scott together to talk hip-hop. This is a do not miss right here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM, and online at www.kboo.fm.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 2nd, 2014, and we are right at the front end of the fall membership here at your community radio. Why is it yours? Because you make this happen. We literally would not be on the air for, 47 years and counting. It's all because of you. It's all up to you. It's a big responsibility, but then, hey, somebody's got to be a grown-up around here, and obviously the people running the show haven't stepped up to the plate. So we're going to be speaking later in the show with Harvey Wasserman of Solartopia on net neutrality, the core nervous system of what's left of global democracy. Corporations tried to kill it, and Wasserman says it demands everybody's immediate attention. Corporate personhood, and again, more and more people, elected legislators, and the people, the electorate, the people who put them there, are beginning to wonder what's up with the Supreme Court and how did it get so far off the leash. The election protection demands universal and counted paper ballots and an end to the Jim Crow vote theft and a ban on the corporate billions that poison what's left of our democracy. Social justice is the fourth a pillar of this plan. Wasserman says that includes workplace democracy and a universal living wage. We can all live and work with together with integrity, no matter how diverse religions, race, gender, sexual preference, etc. Poverty is an unsustainable form of planet-killing pollution. And it is indeed poverty. If you... social and cultural changes and that and caused by the pressures of poverty, they are directly traceable. This is where climate change and the problems that we see all around us today originate, because people, when they're desperate, do desperate things, and desperation breeds bad decision making when it comes to good stewardship of planet Earth. So that said, U.S. stocks fell again today. There is, I don't know if anyone's paying attention to this, but all week long the stock market has been crashing step by step, like a slinky descending the staircase. There are the S&P 500 and the Dow are each down 2.2%. This week's very bad. They're on the course for the worst week since the beginning of August. S&P 500 is on pace at the first four-hour drop since December. European worries. European stock markets sank on Thursday after comments from the European Central Bank President and Mario Draghi, who said that the bank would keep interest rates at record low levels. Always, this is a very bad sign. It means they're scared. And, of course, Germany's DAX lost 2%. Wall Street has pretty much nothing good to report. And this alone is one of the main chief indicators that there's worry across the board. Returning to good old Cascadia, because that is indeed where it all starts for us. This is where we wake up. This is where we fall asleep. This is where it begins and ends, and where activism and the resistance has to be formulated, because otherwise we have no foundation. So forget about abortion, gun control, and voter ID. The latest political battleground for conservatives is the school curriculum. The new advanced placement history course that was created by the College Board for high school students to obtain college-level credits has enraged the right wing for placing greater emphasis on the role of women and minorities in American history. Get this, and right in the same week where we witnessed the Denver school board, which has been utterly taken over by conservatives with a very frightening agenda. They want to stress free market values and the importance of privatization. And now we see this movement again rearing its head. Where else but Jefferson County? The Republican National Committee is calling this course radically revisionist. Oh, right. South Carolina's legislators are pressuring the College Board to revise their newly created course, which was designed to encourage less memorization. But this response in Jefferson County is alarming, because when we start to see these trends popping up all across the country, then we're not paying attention. We should know about this. This has been a trend for years and years, one way that people with extremely conservative political agendas manage to get into local government and state government and then on up the ladder is through getting themselves elected to the school board. It's true. That's where they begin. So now we're seeing this first at Denver. Now we see it right here in Jefferson County. So something to keep an eye on. Where else is this going to start? Other issues around Cascadia, the drone testing, of course, that we already knew, though. In situ has been making drones and selling them. Some of them are ones that have been used in the U.S. murderous occupation of Pakistan and Afghanistan. That has been on the burner for quite a while. If you live up in the gorge, you've probably seen drones. Okay, were they being tested? Did they somehow get loose and fly out the top of the building? How did these things get out into the skies in the first place? So saying that a company near Pentland tested a drone and then they had to abort the test because of windy conditions is utterly ridiculous. They've had those things flying for a very long time. And we also, this week, thinking about Mohammed and his 30-year sentence, it's just a little bit strange that a very young Somali-American man who is clearly set up, obviously, this was a costume drama right from the get-go, and he's serving 30 years. And yet at the University of Oregon, 1 out of 10 women has been raped. They know who the rapists are. In very many cases, they are football players or people involved in some kind of form of sports. They come from wealthy families. And there is no way that their names will ever be released or that these crimes will ever be redressed. These are serious crimes. Rape is a war crime. Rape is extraordinary, life-changing violence, which very often causes, later on, down the line, suicide, death. Those people are walking around. They walk free. Mohammed Mahmoud is looking at 30 years. Put that one together. And on that note, with the tumbling stock markets, we go to the tumbling membership drive room where Sam and Will are waiting, ready and able, salivating to tell you about KBOO and the importance of being a member right now. The indeed importance of being earnest about your commitment to this radio station.
That is very true, and both Sam and I are earnest, and it's very important to be earnest. We know that from Oscar Wilde. But we want you right now to pick up your phones and dial 877-500-5266. It's very, very important you do that. It may be the most important phone call you make all day, because when you do that, you can pledge your support, whether it's $5 a month, $10 a month, or a one-time donation of $40 to $60. We have some terrific gifts to give away. We still have a few copies of that book, Shadow Government. We have the amazing hot new hoodie that sounds almost too sexy for KBOO to handle. I think it sounds really cool. I'm going to have to buy one of those myself. And, of course, as a member, you get a discount when you come into the radio station. Or you could just buy one right now over the phone and pledge your donation by calling us at 877-500-5266. And, of course, you can also give your money to KBOO by looking us up at kboo.fm on the internet. Isn't that right, Sam?
That is correct. You know, and that 877-500-5266, that's a toll-free number. But you know what wasn't toll-free? Is the call that the engineer had to make to get Harvey Wasserman on the phone. And that cost quite a bit of money. That was long distance and like a nice long call there for that on-the-air interview. And that's one of the many costs that you and your friends and neighbors help cover when you call toll-free 877-500-5266 or when you log on to KBOO's website, kboo.fm. And then you click on the little jar there in the upper right-hand corner of the page. It says donate today, because that is exactly when we need you to do it. Today. Not next week, not when you get around to it, but today. And how about right now at 10:13 a.m.
today?
Today, Thursday, October 2nd, 2014. That is the time. And you, dear listener, are the one to do it. And now is the time to call 877-500-5266 or log on to kboo.fm. You know, if you're listening outside of the Cascadia region, that's probably exactly how you're listening, is kboo.fm. And, you know, how about you just call anyway, just because you love talking to people who are just as passionate and committed to community media as you are. 877-500-5266. You're passing through Central East Side of Portland, Oregon right now. How about you stop in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right between East Burnside and Southeast Ankeny. Come in and say hello. You'll see my friend Zoe there. She will receive you warmly and with great gratitude and tell you exactly how to find me and Will and all the phone volunteers who are taking calls at 877-500-5266. All those folks who appreciate KBOO and who appreciate Chris Andre and, you know, and really dig how we reach across the West Coast and in solidarity with the folks struggling for justice in the Bay Area. We'll be hearing from Flashpoint's crew and in Berkeley and from KPFA, this kind of like KBOO's older brother here or sister, cousin, whatever the relation is.
Neighbor.
We are connected, and we manifest that connection, that being joined in struggle. And Will, tell us more.
What I would like to tell you is that the number is 877
500-5266. Say it.
And Chris Andre obviously puts a lot of passion into her work. She's like a cannonball of information. 15 minutes of a show that just keeps you so well informed. She has so many different interesting guests. I remember hearing one of her shows the other day. I had three guests on, and she successfully interviewed all of them, and they were all very good interviews, terrific stuff. And then, as Sam said, we have Dennis Bernstein coming up with Flashpoints, a show we have to purchase, and we're more than willing to. It's a terrific show, and they work very, very hard on it. But all this stuff costs money, and the money comes from you, wonderful folks. It doesn't come from corporations. It doesn't come from Monsanto or Bechtel or Blackwater or whatever that company's calling itself these days. It comes from you when you pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. One more time, it's 877-500-5266.
Yeah, this just in, we have a special program in place of Flashpoints, and my good friend Rock, another volunteer with KBOO, he volunteers to run the air room here. He's going to hook us up with that right now. Meanwhile, make that call, 877-500-5266.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hopefully pushing all the right buttons here. And we did save a little bit of money as Harvey Wasserman didn't answer his phone. I guess it only costs us money when you make the connection. But oh well. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We'll be heading back to Pitch Central momentarily. But yes, as I mentioned, Flashpoints is off today. And instead, we're hearing excerpts from a talk by Ali Abu Nima, co-founder of the Electronic Intifada, talking about and reading from his recent book, The Struggle for Justice.